Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to expand upon community and how a brand builds their community authentically. So the subject of this podcast is brand community. You know, how do you build an authentic community? Now, I talked about this previously as part of an overriding strategy for a brand, ensuring that they have this loyal community and also engaging with this community authentically and ensuring that they stay loyal to your brand. And so I wanted to take this piece because I had a lot of questions after doing that podcast in regards to community itself and really a specific subject around what is a community, how do I build a community, and when building a community, how do I keep it authentic, ensuring that people coming back? And that's the problem that a lot of brands are having right now is attrition. And a lot of that is attributed to engagement and relevant content to your community. So what I wanted to do is kind of dig a little bit deeper into this community strategy and what a brand has to do to have this authentic community so they stay engaged, so they stay with your brand. They want to come back, not only purchasing product, but it's even more valuable when they come back to you in regards to helping them either in their lifestyle, their activities, whatever it may be, making them a better athlete, a better person, making things easier for them on a day-to-day basis, saving time, whatever it happens to be, you have to find a way to provide value to this consumer. And they are a consumer until they convert to a community, which is effectively just loyalty. So you can have a consumer, it's this what we call one-hit wonder, they buy one thing from you and they never come back. That's not part of your community because they're not engaging with you as a brand. So it's really people that just love your product, there's nothing wrong with that, and they purchase from you, which is also great. But the intent here is to really build them into your community as part of the ethos of your brand, having them understand who you are, what you do, what your ethos is as a company and as a brand and as a lifestyle. And many brands do that very well. Nike, Adidas, a lot of brands that you either wear, lifestyle, Polo Ralph Lauren, they're all representing this. I've talked about it before where Ralph Lauren had said, hey, we're not selling a product, we're selling a lifestyle, which I keep reiterating that because it's a great quote from Ralph Lauren because obviously he's been around a very long time. He has an extremely loyal community and clearly he's doing something right. So anything I hear from Ralph that indicates, hey, how did you build your community and how do they stay so loyal to the Ralph Lauren brand? And that quote from Ralph was really kind of indicative of what many brands are losing sight of. They try so hard with all their features and their benefits on their product. Not that that's not important, but don't forget, they already know that you are number one, a great brand. Number two, you've got premium products. Number three is a missing piece on many of the brands, which is building content. And content that's just not put out there for the sake of making a post. You have to have it be relevant and relevant to them and your community. So making sure that if you have a strategy around building your community, effectively that strategy is built around having a content strategy. So make sure that whatever you post and wherever you post it, that number one, you have a defined content. And that content has to be consistent, it has to be authentic, and it has to be real to your brand and the ethos of what you stand for. So it has to be consistent, relevant, authentic. And you want to make sure that you're putting this content across many platforms. So this is your voice. And that voice gets extended through your community and why a community is so valuable through word of mouth with the environment that we're in today. You can ill afford not to have a strategy built around content and content that helps you either grow your brand equity, define who you are as a brand. And number three, authenticate yourself as a premium product within your particular category, whether it's run, outdoor, football, basketball, whatever it happens to be. I've been with these iconic brands, and each one of them had this type of strategy in place and why we had such strong communities. And so it's very important that when you're defining this, that you have a community strategy built around content. So that's why I went into a little bit more in depth here, because trying to understand this community build is not about boosting Facebook posts. It's not about making a post and putting it out there across your social media platforms without a well thought out strategy. And what I mean by strategy on the content and posting is, let me give you an example. So if you've got a week of posts within your social media strategy, instead of just posting content for the sake of content, some people may have a strategy to say, we want to post twice a day across these two platforms. And instead of defining what they're posting and why they're posting it and how it's relevant to their community, they just post. And it could be about an event, it could be about a new product, it could be anything, but it's not effectively a strategy to grow your community. Now, brand B has the same strategy, but then now they've said, within our three or four channels of social media, we're going to post 2 to 3 times a day in this channel, we're going to post 1 time in this channel, and within that channel, those three posts, here's the defined content that we're going to be posting and how it's relevant to our community and how we're going to build our brand equity and the voice to the consumer. So clearly two different strategies. And I can tell you there's many, many brands and companies that are on the latter. They just post for the sake of posting, thinking that that's a strategy for social media when effectively it is not a strategy. It's just a ends to a means to say that we post on social media. So the latter is clearly a strategy built around wanting to engage, wanting to put relevant content out there that's valuable to their consumer. So this is really the context of building this brand community. It first starts with you proactively putting together a strategy that builds value to your consumer. And it has to be built around not just product, but it has to be built around the lifestyle that you're presenting your brand as. So if you're an outdoor brand, how do you make a person a better backpacker? How do you make the experience with your product better? How do you save them time? How do you help them to make the adventure better? So these are all things that they need your product, yes, but they need your support in helping them on their day-to-day or their adventures or the lifestyle that they would like to enjoy. Many times, these are things that you're proposing to them that maybe they never thought of. Taking a trip to Canada or taking a trip to the East Coast or down south, wherever it is. Help them explore. If you're an outdoor brand, help them explore. Help them define where they should go, how they should actively pursue this lifestyle that you're engaging them with. So really providing value beyond product is a key ingredient to ensuring that you're going to build a loyal community. So where does all this start? And I always say too that in order to build your brand community, you must be a brand first. So defining who you are as a brand, that's a big undertaking and one that I'm not going to get into in detail today, other than to say it's an earned right and one that you have to build over time. But a key piece of this, I will tell you, is define who you are, what you do, and what the lifestyle you're representing to your community is. And make sure that everybody inside the brand understands that first before you start communicating it to everybody outside the brand. Because I can tell you, if that's not defined first, there's going to be confusion with your consumer as to what you stand for and what you do. And it'll be harder for you to position your brand against your competition. So defining who you are as a brand and building yourself as a brand is not something you purchase. It's something you earn. And this earned brand equity, this brand strategy, is built around really defining what you're going to do in order to achieve brand status. So that's another piece that we could talk about in more detail as we move forward. But really, I want to get into, so how do I define or build your brand community authentically? And there's 7 key points that I would like to take you through that really is a definition of how these great brands are building their communities and continue to do it generation after generation. Now, social media hasn't been around that long, but they definitely have adapted and took advantage of the fact that with the current environment we're in, again, is that D2C is the key to success. Obviously, it's a much larger margin contribution. Plus, it allows you to control your own destiny, so you can talk with your consumers directly. So the first one is walk the talk. And I say be authentic, who you are, not who you are not. Loyalty and trust is embraced. So don't be something that you're not. Don't say or do something that doesn't fit within your brand ethos. And that's why I say make sure that from the inside out, everybody understands what you are as a brand and what you do, who you do it with, and how you execute this in the marketplace. It's the voice of the brand. It's the heartbeat of the brand. So you want to make sure you're walking the talk. Be authentic. Understand who you are, not who you are not. Build loyalty and trust over the long term, but ensure that you stay authentic with how you walk and talk in the marketplace. Second is build trust. Stay true, not false. Be consistent, not inconsistent, and stay real. I say stay real because there's a lot of things that will happen over the course of the development of your brand where you may want to change course or you may want to take a shortcut to success. More often than not, either success is built over time or it's something that happens very rapidly but could go away just as quick. So the best way over time in building trust is stay true, not false, be consistent. So making sure you stay real to your community and engage with them consistently. And number 3 is, which seems logical but it's not, is many people will ask me through Liquid Mind, hey, how do I find my community? So what you do is you have it defined as to who you are, what you do, and finding those that match that profile. And through these social media channels, fortunately, there is a way to do that and a strategic way to build this community and how you engage and target with them. But be careful on buying your way in. And this is a very delicate balance because with Liquid Mind, we have with our brands that we work with a very definitive outline of what this brand stands for and who we engage with. So take this information, build an outline around it, and then when you go into the channels that you're targeting your potential community members with, you'll have a defined profile of what your brand looks like and who that person is that you want to engage with. And I will say, in almost every instance, start with a very focused audience that you want to target and then expand from there. I see some brands that will say, well, we have customers from age 20 to 85 years old. Well, that's great, and that may very well be the potential. But start with a focused group of who you want your community build and what you want them to look like. And so when you look at it, it's really a defined community around those that will embrace the lifestyle that you're positioning your brand as. So find your community in each of the channels that you're targeting. And number 4 is leverage ecosystems. And what I mean by ecosystems is, fortunately for us, there's a great ecosystem out there right now with these social media channels. And it's just a matter of what I say is taming the beast. And there's so much information out there. When I talk to our brands, how do I get my arms around defining who my community is, how I target them, and how do I work the content within these channels so it becomes relevant to build a loyal community base. And so social media engagement is well-versed and documented. And so you want to make sure you utilize that ecosystem, that digital ecosystem, to your advantage. But just as I talked about with your community, stay focused. I would highly, highly recommend, and I do with our brands, is stay focused also with your channels. You don't need to be on every social media channel. It just creates confusion. You're going to end up wasting money, and you're not going to get the tangible return on investment you would expect as a result of the strategy that you built for these channels. So leverage the ecosystem, yes. And I say leverage the ecosystem and define the pieces of that ecosystem within those social media channels that's most relevant to you, where you can find a tangible ROI and where your community sits. There's a certain type of community on Facebook. There's a certain type of community on Snapchat. Find where your community is. Engage there first, and then expand your horizons into other channels. Number four is rewards. And what I mean by rewards is those that are in your community now, reward them for being part of your community. Be loyal to them. They're the voice of your brand. And so don't just have them sign up for a newsletter, giving them the email address, or giving us in your brand an email address. Make sure that when they do that, that there's value after sign up. And I'm going to say, don't be a one-hit wonder value. If you're going to continually engage with this community, reward them. You've got many weapons in your arsenal for rewards. And whether it be giveaways, discounts, loyalty programs, whatever it may be, continually provide words to this community, because word of mouth is everything to your brand. And that's who's going to spread and build your community over time. It isn't going to be your major investment inside of a social media channel. More often than not, it's going to be your community itself through word of mouth, internally and externally with your brand, that's going to build your community. So make sure you're rewarding consistently and authentically so they feel like they're getting value by joining your brand. And number six is provide value. And I say community value. So this goes beyond product. Provide targeted content to support your community in becoming a better runner, athlete, player, artist, whatever it is. Make sure content is built around value. So provide valuable content authentically and consistently. And by design, that will be something that they'll be shared with your community and will expand your community. And number seven, and the last one, is engage. This again seems simple, but there's so many brands that don't engage. Ensure you're engaging. Be available and be authentic. And what you want to make sure is that you're able to answer these questions with someone that needs support. More often than not, you're going to set this up and you don't have a strategy around how you're going to engage. So let's just say you have a strategy which allows you to build great content consistently, authentically. You've got a great social media channel build, focused first, great content, and you're starting to build your community, but you're not engaging. That, again, is a large piece, a missing piece of the puzzle on building your community. So when you're doing this, make sure that you're engaging. It's not enough just to do content and great content. You then need to have a commitment to engaging with your community in order to build them and have them be loyal and have them come back and purchase more of your product for the lifestyles that you're presenting to them where they would like to be. So be real, be authentic with your audience. So in conclusion, I would say building an authentic, loyal community is difficult. There's no way around it. You can't take shortcuts. Loyalty is earned over time, but distrust happens very quickly. So you want to make sure that this is time-consuming, just requires patience, this time-consuming build of your community. But if you're committed to this, you will have built an authentic community that will stay loyal and will continue to purchase your products and come back to you time and time again looking for information on how to realize a lifestyle that your brand has promised. So if you don't, you won't. If you do, you will. So build that community over time, build trust, and you will be successful. I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. I really appreciate your time. I know that you've got a lot of other things on your plate, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to the Visionary Chronicles. So thank you. Our intent in creating the Visionary Chronicles was really to address not only critical business issues, but also personal plus professional issues that business owners, entrepreneurs face on a day-to-day basis. So if you could and you like what you hear, certainly the support helps and the reviews are tremendous. So we really appreciate all those of you who have given us reviews. And as we move forward and you give us a review, we're going to be giving away some product as a thank you for those reviews, and also take a look at the Visionary interviews, Visionary Chronicles interviews that we have coming up as well. So if you have somebody who you feel would be a good subject for the Visionary Chronicles, we'd appreciate you having them reach out to us as well. They can go to my site, Brian Smeltzer, BryanSmeltzer.com. Go to the podcast section and you'll see the Visionary interview. So again, thank you for your time. I appreciate it as always and look forward to our next Visionary Chronicles podcast.